may have noticed that a large yacht has been at Pier 90 for about 2 months now. In the last few days, there's been a lot of activity on Serene. She's been here getting some work done, but now she has to leave, and if she doesn't, there will be consequences. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph explains.
Serene is one of the top luxury super yachts in the world. She's been at Pier 90 in Interbay since mid-August. At 440 feet long, you can't miss her.
Wow.
That's Karen Porter, walking along the Elliott Bay Trail across the water from Serene.
I've never really seen a yacht that big before. I mean, it's like a ship. When does a yacht become a ship?
Yacht or ship, Serene is extraordinary. She has a pool that converts into an extra helicopter pad, and her own submarine, and she has a snow room. A room where it snows. A yacht like this takes a lot of work to maintain, which is why Serene's been here. We have the marine tradespeople who can do the work. That work, the materials, the provisions for staff, the fuel, all this consumption brings in sales tax revenue to the state of Washington. But by law in this state, after 60 days, the gig is up. Serene has to leave or she will owe the state 10% of her value, $30 million.
Wait a minute, that would be the tax?
That would be the tax.
Because that's 10% of its value?
Yeah.
What, did you say $30 million? Jeez Louise.
Here's how the state sees it. It wants all the people living in the state with boats at Washington docks to pay all their taxes. No loopholes. But a lot of the larger yachts are registered to corporations. The state says, hey, you might be a local or you might not be. We can't tell. So you can only stay for 60 days. Stay one more day and you get taxed just like a resident, 10% of your yacht's value. Neil Booth is a yacht insurance broker. He's in the same position as the state. He can't find out much about corporate-owned yachts. He uses the Coast Guard Registry website.
You could type in a boat name, a documented vessel name, and it would give all the information that's public record, who the owner is. Unfortunately, it's almost always going to be an LLC or a overseas corporation, so you can't really find out who the owner is, if they're local or not.
Which is why we think Serene's owner is a Russian vodka magnate, but we don't know for sure. It's not just big shots like him. A lot of people, and just how many is a question, want to keep their yacht here, but they don't want to part with 10% of its value. Corporate registration obscures ownership.
That is a concern for the agency and for the state of Washington in terms of fairness to the rest of Washington boat owners who do in fact pay either use tax or sales tax.
That's Kim Schmenke, who speaks for the state's revenue department.
And when someone is able to hide the true ownership of a vessel, and particularly a large vessel, then that's unfair to the rest of Washington taxpayers who are in fact abiding by the laws.
If I rule the world...
This is Bob McConnell. He owns a yacht at Elliott Bay, and he pays his taxes.
If I rule the world, we would have a system that would allow yachts like that large one and smaller ones to come to Seattle and stay in Seattle long enough to do repairs, upgrades, and so on, as opposed to just leaving. There's a lot of workers here who could use a good quality living wage job, and both like that bring them to Seattle.
McConnell and others want the yachts to stick around longer before being hit by the tax. One proposal says 6 months instead of 60 days. The reason is that yacht owners spend so much money on fuel and gear and electronics and repairs and fixing the gadget that makes the snow in the snow room that it's worth it to just keep them here and let them consume.
So I would not force them to leave in the time outline that's required under the current statutes.
It's not the only option for increasing revenue from these boats. Florida taxes everyone, then caps the tax at $18,000, so large yachts pay proportionally less. The bigger the boat, the better the deal. The state assumed it would lose money on the tax cap, but so many yachts registered in Florida that the state gained tax revenues. Maryland's trying this now, too. Dwight Jones manages the Elliott Bay Marina. He says the state should try to find out if changing the tax rules would bring in more out-of-state yachts and increase tax revenue.
We don't really know what the effect is of changing the law until we do it. Until we actually give it a shot and dip our, toe in the water and see, hey, can we really attract all these boats here? We won't really know.
For now, how you view Serene's departure depends on point of view. People who believe in tax equity and preventing people from using loopholes could celebrate. People who want the state to pull in the most tax revenue could wonder if there's a better way. Serene appears to have gotten a lot of work done in its 60 days here. Washington is still richer because she came. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.